I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All over social media, girl dinner is trending because, well, that's what girls eat when they have nobody to take care of. No families, no significant other coming home. But what exactly is it? And is it detrimental to your health? Let's check with the experts.
Healthwise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her at drwider.com. Jenna, I giggled when this started trending because if I don't have to cook for my kids and I don't have to cook for my husband, this is my life. I'll eat whatever there is. I'll eat half a bowl of cereal. I'll eat a Polio string cheese, two Polio string cheeses if it's dinner. It's like
I mean, it's just being free, right? Just, you know, do what you want.
Yes. Listen, this is definitely trending right now. If you check out TikTok, this is racked up more than 534 million views.
Whoa.
It's crazy. And it's trending all over, not just TikTok, but Instagram, too. So the trend is sort of people sharing their really low maintenance meals, which can include anything from these charcuterie style dinners to more extreme examples of just eating a hamburger bun and having a Coke Zero or plain pasta and some cold cuts. Because it's so popular, it's the opposite of clean eating, cooking everything from scratch. And a lot of nutritionists have jumped on board saying that this is incredibly unhealthy and can actually increase disordered eating risks. You're not concerned about vitamins A, D, E, and K, right? Mm.
But Jenna, isn't there a part of this that is good too? Because you're nurturing yourself. You're letting yourself off the hook for a minute.
I agree with that, Raven. I think the problem is that we spend so much effort worrying about our protein, our calories, you know, our points if we're on Weight Watchers. And it can cause a lot of stress and anxiety, and it definitely does. There's an obesity epidemic in the country. People are really concerned about their waistline, and many should be. But sometimes letting yourself off the hook, as you said, can lower stress and anxiety, as long as it doesn't become an every day, every night kind of thing.
Okay, so how do we do it better?
There are definitely ways to make this a little bit more healthy. Healthier versions of girl dinners by just including vegetables or protein and healthy fats. If you're going to make a charcuterie board for yourself, just try to balance it a little bit. You know, add like hard-boiled eggs or nuts or even avocado. You don't have to cook a five-course meal for yourself, but you definitely want to add some good fats, some fat-soluble vitamins, some of those things that can help you absorb the vitamins, like an avocado, like a drizzle of olive oil or nuts. You don't have to put that much effort in it. Just grab what's in the pantry or in your refrigerator, and you can call that your girl dinner.
I mean, that's not so bad. I mean, I love charcuterie boards, but sometimes when I think about girl dinner charcuterie boards, it could be six Skittles, a piece of cheese,
right,
and then maybe some goldfish that my kid didn't eat from her bowl.
If I go to Crackers and it's boy dinner and nobody's paying attention, I'm going to eat that whole rack of crackers.
Yeah.
The entire thing.
The whole sleeve of saltines.
Oh, yeah.
That's a single serving.
With some jam.
All right. Dr. Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Thanks, Jenna.
Thanks, guys.